Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, we present the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, some week, why don't you say Fibber, McGee, and Molly? We'll get more listeners that way.
Thank you. How are you, Rod?
Oh, fine, Red. Well, sure good to see you again.
What'd you do, turn away from me for a minute? You've been looking at me all day.
Well, I only read what's here.
Yeah, well, read and regret, that's what I do. What's new, Rod?
Well, did you read where a Texas farmer paid $995 for a 1927 Model T?
No kidding, was that with the motor? Hey, did you hear about the used car dealer that committed suicide and went broke? He accidentally bought one of his own cars.
Well, Red, do you think we're going to have another period of inflation?
No, I think this will be the last one we're going to have. Well, the first person that laughed explained that to me. After all, it's your program. You just as well let me know what you're laughing at. Pick it up anywhere now.
Say, to me where the voters in... Did you read where the voters in Camden, New Jersey voted against women being allowed to stand and be served at the bars?
Yeah, they probably think that women have as much right to lay flat on their face on the floor as the men.
Oh. Well, by the way, Red, I saw your picture in the paper in connection with the food train last Friday, and really, it wasn't a bad picture,
well,
Red.
It did me justice.
You don't need justice, you need mercy.
We took that out.
I know that was quite a parade they gave for the Friendship Food Train on Hollywood Boulevard. Did you entertain the crowd?
I put on my act.
Yeah, but did you entertain the crowd?
What's wrong? Didn't your check come through this? Please, you know, they're looking for comedy. Morgan's going to be out of a job. I may lose this part, you know.
Well, say, weren't you proud of the way everybody cheered when you went by in your railroad car?
Well, I was until I overheard one little lady standing in front of Tom Brenneman's with a wilted orchid on, you know. I overheard her say, well, thank heavens they're going to railroad that bum out of town.
Listen. That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars present in even the finest tobaccos. That's why a jury of 14 distinguished doctors agrees no other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants than the new, richer-tasting, yet milder-smoking Raleigh 903.
Yes, Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process to cut down throat irritants. That's why Raleigh 903 brings you a rich, full-flavored, yet milder-smoking cigarette.
Smokers, take the advice of Robert Montgomery, star and director of Ride the Pink Horse, the Universal International Picture. Mr. Montgomery says, quote, I tell everybody to smoke the new Raleigh 903. Moisturized to cut down throat irritants. The taste is really rich, yet the smoke is mild. Unquote. Follow Robert Montgomery's lead. Smoke Raleigh 903. Remember, it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants.
And here's our beautiful Anita Ellis, and what are you going to sing?
If I Had You.
Oh, you don't want old repulsive me.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind. start my life all anew. If I had you, I could climb the snow-capped mountain, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a queen, dear, uncrowned, humble, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had
Scrapbook of Satire. Let's not get carried away, old boy. Hey, he was just made president of the Drummer Boys of America, and he's trying to prove they didn't elect a deadbeat. Tonight we present Chapter 3 of Radio's first nighttime serial entitled
The Haircut.
Well, today my mom's going to give me a haircut, and I sure need one, boy. Yes, sir, from the front I look like from the back. You know, I got to start taking better care of myself. Just look at my feet. Now, either I've lost a shoe or I've stepped into one. What I'm going to look like when I do get a haircut. The last time it was quite a shock. I found out that my eyes outnumbered my nose. Well, I don't care how I look. Live dangerously, I say.
Cliff!
Yeah?
Where are you?
I'm sitting out here. I'm sitting out here on the front stoop.
Well, move around. It's hard to tell where the stoop leaves off and you begin.
You know, Mo, I kind of hate to let you cut my hair. It means I'm going to have to start wearing shirts again.
Well, did you comb your hair out like I told you to?
No, I'll do it now. Well, that's what I get for going against the grain.
If you want me to cut your hair, you'll have to come a bit closer.
Well, now, you're just as close to me as I am to you, so why don't you come over here? It's Wait. Downhill all the way.
Don't you sass me, or I'll false up your teeth for you.
Hey, that reminds me, old Doc Duzik says your teeth is ready, and he wants you to come in and get them.
Well, I sure do need them. Yeah. My old ones don't fit right. Yeah. The uppers don't go low enough, and the lowers don't go high enough.
Yes, I've noticed that every meal you're about a half inch short of everything. Hey, look, we've got company. I wonder who that could be.
Well, it says Zinny Dog Farm on the side of the truck.
Yeah. Howdy.
Well, howdy doody to you, too.
Well, what can I do for you?
I'm from the city dog pound. You got a license for that sheep dog?
I ain't no sheep dog.
I won't allow you to insult my boy.
That's it, Ma. Close your eyes when you talk to me, or I'll never make it. I won't allow you to insult me either. I'll throw you off of the property, I will.
You think you're strong enough?
I most certainly am. Just feel the muscle in that arm there. Oh, you and your long fingernails. Anyway, I'll tell you, you can't insult the name of Cadiddlehopper. I'll tell you that.
Your name is Cadiddlehopper?
That's it.
How do you spell it?
Very badly. It's in the business world, I'm the man called X.
Look, lady, are you going to buy this dog a tag or not?
Now, look. I'm just about to cut my boy's hair.
Yeah.
If you'll stick around, you'll find out he ain't no dog.
Okie doke. I'll wait in my car. When you're through, you call.
Call me a dog. I should have bit him.
Now, son, you just forget it.
Yeah.
Here, sit on this soap box, and I'll start cutting your hair.
Okay. Did you find a bowl big enough to put over my head so you can trim it even all the way around?
No, we'll have to use this bucket.
Well, with my head, a funnel would be more comfortable, you know. Hey, Mo, how come my head comes to a point?
Well, son, your father was nearsighted.
Yeah.
And when you was a year old, we caught him out on the porch with his knife whittling. It was almost too late.
Yeah. Well, I sure look mighty funny, but it does help me with my spearmint ads.
Hold still now.
What kind of jokes make me wriggly, you know?
Well, hold still. I don't know where to start, at the point or the corner.
Mm.
Now, your hair sure is long.
Yep, I'm the only guy in the world that can stand in one spot and get lost.
Oh, well. I'll start at the front.
Okay. Rather coarse hair, ain't it, Mom?
Sure is. I just broke my hedge clippers.
Well, here, try cutting it with this. It ain't my hair, it's the devil grass that causes the trouble.
Well, here, maybe this'll do it. There. I got the hair away from your face. Now open your eyes.
My, ain't the world a beautiful place. There you go. All the neighbors are happy I can see you again. Is that the sun up there or a hunk of butter?
Well, it ain't a hunk of butter.
Well, I should have known better than that. That butter would be much higher, wouldn't it? You know, save all the hair you cut off. You know, Brillo is still hard to get, Mo.
Now, let me finish.
Okay.
It's still too long. It's too short.
It's too late.
Tim, what are you doing with a football in your hair?
That ain't a football. You're coming to me.
That's a dandy haircut.
Yeah.
Now I'll shave your neck and you'll look like a breathing human.
Yeah, okay.
Now get up, face, till I shave your neck.
Careful around my Adam's apple. You may cut the stem, you know. I don't want that cider to seep out.
Sit up straight. The soap is going in your ear.
Well, that's all right. It'll run right out the other one. Just run a dry rag through. I don't want it to get it any rustier up there than it is.
There. I'm all through. Oh, my, you look different.
Yeah?
But I never knew you had such long ears.
Oh, I've always known it. Watch what happens when I turn around real fast. The theaters used to hire me in the summertime to shake my head in an air pool to play.
You
well,
look
I'm sorry
so
I said
much
that.
Better. go outside and let the man from the dog pound see you ain't a dog.
Pound?
The dog pound.
No. Okay, well, you think it's okay with these ears?
Stand over where he can see you.
Okay.
Hey, mister, look it.
Gee, horse of fat. Boy, he was a big one. Well, thank goodness my meatless days are over, but I'm afraid I'm going to get awful sick of rabbit stew.
Listen. That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars present in even the finest tobaccos. That's why a jury of 14 distinguished doctors agrees no other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants than the new, richer-tasting, yet milder-smoking Raleigh 903.
Yes, Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process to cut down throat irritants. That's why Raleigh 903 brings you a rich, full-flavored, yet milder-smoking cigarette.
Get the new Raleigh 903. You'll see the number 903 on the package. Remember, it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. So, friends, smoke the new, richer-tasting, yet milder Raleigh 903.
And now Dave Rose and his orchestra play a special arrangement for his old pal, Strangler Lewis, entitled Deep Purple. A Little Boy and a Dog.
Junior?
Ooh.
What happened?
I just wrecked my bicycle.
You don't have a bicycle. It's a tricycle.
It's a bicycle now.
My women are so slow to see things.
Stop chattering now, Junior.
Why?
Your grandmother wants to ask you a serious question.
Oh?
I'd like to know who puts breadcrumbs in the glass of water where Grandpa keeps his false teeth.
Did somebody do that? Now, who would do the trick like that? I mean, besides me.
Well, I didn't know I was doing any harm. They just looked so lonesome there. I thought if I put some breadcrumbs in there, they could have a widow midnight snack. Boy, they must have been cold last night. I just heard them chattering all night. You think you gotta get Will you forgive me, Grandma?
I'll think about it.
No, you won't. You'll forgive me here and now. You don't. I'm going to tell it on you.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be a trainer with a flea circus.
Why, there was no such thing.
Oh, no. Hey, Werner, we're one actor short.
Okay, you hold the dog and I'll get my tweezers.
See?
If you want me, I'll be up in my room.
Oh, goodness.
Now, I want you to remember this.
What?
You're not to touch other people's property, understand?
Yes.
You keep your hands off what belongs to us.
Yes.
And we'll keep our hands off what belongs to you.
You mean that? You will keep your hands off of anything that belongs to me?
Yes.
Well, boy, I don't need a Supreme Court decision to know that this is the end of me spanking day.
Don't be so hasty, young man.
Yeah.
Every mother has a right to discipline her son.
Yeah, but you said anything that belongs to me.
But you don't belong to you, Junior.
Hmm?
You belong to me. Now be a good boy and kiss Mother.
I don't belong to me. I belong to you?
Yes.
That's a widow communistic, ain't it? Anything that you has belongs to you, and everything I has belongs to you, too?
Believe me, the committee will hear about that.
I hate to do it. I am going to have my own mother investigated.
Now, that's enough.
Hmm?
Now, give me a kiss.
Okay, but kiss me on the forehead. I don't want you to kiss me on the mouth because it's right under my nose and kids will think it's bloody.
Now, run along and play.
Okay.
But don't cross the main boulevard.
Huh?
You've got to give the drivers on your own block a chance.
Yes. Boy, you sure does love me, don't you, huh?
Now, you be a good boy while I'm at work.
Okay.
I'll be home early.
All right.
Oh, and remind your grandmother to listen to Walter Kinney.
Oh, we never miss him. I'm going to go play. I'm going to go play. Because everything belongs to her. I'm going to go play. Oh, look at that nice big doggie coming down the street. Hello, doggie.
Hello, son.
He talks, huh? Hey, he sure is a nice dog. Do he bite? I can't take any chances with these little boating legs of mine, you know. What kind of dog he is?
He's a little bit of everything.
Oh, an American, huh?
I'll bet you like dogs, don't you?
Yeah, the last dog I had bit me, so we had to put him away.
Did he have distemper?
Not until he bit me. Boy, he was a nice doggie, though. He was a dachshund. He looked like his mother was part dog and part hot dog, you know. He was a blue ribbon dachshund, he was.
You mean dachshund.
Dachshund.
Dachshund?
No, dachshund. He was the laziest dog I ever seen, he was.
Was.
Oh, yes, boy. He was so lazy, whenever he was happy, I had to wag his tail for him, you know. And he was the longest widow dog. He was so long, I pat him on the head in the kitchen, and I had to run into the living room to see if he was wagging his tail, you know.
Would you like to have another dog?
I don't know.
You see, I've only had this pup for 3 months, and my wife's allergic to dogs, and I've got to get rid of him. You want him?
Well, I don't know if I could keep him now. He looks like he eats an awful lot.
He only eats 70 pounds of meat a month.
Well, don't tell me, Grandma, that. That's exactly what I weigh, you know. What kind of dog he is?
A hunting dog.
Oh, yeah.
We will let him hunt for a home then. Hey, how come he hears you so lopsided?
That's because he's a genuine almost Springer Spaniel.
Really? He looks like he's already sprung out to me.
You two would get along great together.
Yeah, but the food prices, I don't think they would let me keep him. You know, my grandma sends me to bed now without me supper for the least thing I do. It's because food is so high, you know.
Well, you take him, and if he does eat too much, I'll come and get him.
Okay. Come on, boy. Give me the leash. Give me the leash. I'll take him in the house. Come on. Just run in. Come on, boy. Come on. Come on. Don't stand there. Come on. Come on. Can we put him on wheels? Come on, dog. Well, he minds like I do, don't he? Come on. Let's try it again. Come on. Come on. Ooh. Now, doggy, please, now. We must understand each other. I is master and you is the servant. What you have belongs to me and what I have is mine. Now you get my belongings in the house. Come on, doggy, come on.
I'll tell you what. He'll follow me up to the door and then we'll push him in.
Okay.
Come on, Nicky.
Come on, boy. Oh, I can hear the door.
All right, close the door.
Okay, thanks. I made it. We made it. Now, come on, Nicky. Boy, you a nice dog. Don't you stick your tongue out at me, dog. My, what a long tongue you have. Do you like me a little? Well, stop that. Stop that. Boy, you sure leveled off a landing strip on my cheek that time. Keep still. Somebody's coming. Keep still.
Julia, is that you? Good heavens, you've caught cold again.
She didn't see you. She didn't see you. Come on, Nicky. Let's see how smart you are. Can you do some tricks? Sit up. Sit up. No reaction. Lay down. Lay down. Roll over. Roll over. Let's see your bed. Let's see your bed. Play dead. Play dead. Drop dead. Boy, I got gypped on this deal, boy. This dog's an idiot, you know. Maybe he don't understand English. Maybe that is it. He's an Irish setter. Oh, well, I know how to talk to him, then. Sure, will you be playing dead for me, Nicky boy? Oh, boy, he's from the old sod. Boy, wait till little Dickie Orland finds out I has a dog. Maybe he could be guest star on Juvenile Jury, boy. That reminds me, speaking of that, I better find some food for this dog. I feed him now, and my grandma, when they go to feed him, he won't be too hungry. Come on, boy, come on, come on. We will see if there's anything in the icebox. Anything in the icebox. Left 25. Right 36. Back in 12. Oh, gosh, for a minute I thought we forgot the combination. Well, we'll open up the door here now. Yeah. Oh, there's a steak I didn't finish last night. It's a minute steak. Do you like minute steak? There's about 30 seconds left on this. Here. Take it. Oh, look at him gobble that up. You know, it hurts me to see you eat like that, little puppy. No wonder he's got my thumb in his mouth. Here, go on.
There you are. You've got to take your cough syrup now, dear. Your voice is getting hoarse. Goodness, you sound like a dog. Oh, why, you are a dog. Junior, what have you done to yourself?
Take it easy now, Ma. I overhear the one without the tail, remember?
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe smoking. Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Raleigh's invites you to other good listening throughout the week. Listen to People Are Funny Without Link letter next Friday and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. CARE is a nonprofit, government-approved cooperative of the leading American overseas relief agencies, a service through which you may send food and clothing to individuals and groups in Europe. The cost is only $10, but it goes a long way to relieve suffering. For information, address CARE, C-A-R-E, 50
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.